Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Did you get to check and see what day it was?
No. You did?
Yeah.
I'm locked in on my days.
During basketball season, I count the days don't actually matter. It's more of a they're on game whatever of a trip or whatever of a homestand. Like, legitimately, that's more how I operate, just because it dictates my schedule more than anything.
If I don't know the day of the week, I'm screwed during football season.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like that Wednesday stands out, and it's a good marker to base things around, you know what I mean? Heading down to the huge.
No, my life would be hell if I didn't realize what day of the week it was.
LP would probably also make it hell.
Yeah, the other, like, 7 months out of the year, no idea. No clue. What day? I don't know. But football season, I get it. I know. I understand it. The Oregon Ducks released the Ducks versus Them. I believe that was on Tuesday night. And we got some explanations. They're really good mini docs that they do every week, kind of highlighting Oregon football. And this week, the title of Ducks versus Them was, Are You Not Entertained? And it goes through the week of meetings, the motivation for the week, highlights from the game. And there was something that popped out that Dan Lanning, they went to the meetings on Monday leading up to the Michigan game. And it was about the man in the arena and the messaging from Lanning. And this goes back to kind of what we were talking about with Harbaugh and Kirk Cignetti, right? Is that guys will buy in when you believe it, when you buy into it, when you are the one that is leading that charge. And on a Monday meeting, they did Man in the Arena. They showed highlights from the movie Gladiator. Mm. And they said it's about the warriors in the arena. And it skips forward to game day, and that's Lanning's pregame speech as they're walking down the tunnel at the big house. He's talking about it's the Warriors in the arena. And it shed light as to a couple of things that people had questions about with Oregon. Why did Oregon call a timeout when they were driving down the field? Game is in hand. And what was the deal with the thumbs down? We talked about that on Monday. It's like, what was going on with the whole thumbs down thing? We got that from this week's Ducks versus Them.
I'm going to tell you to look up at the stands at some point in this game, and you're going to start to see them empty out. We've made the decision before we've even stepped on the field. All day, it's thumbs down. It's no mercy.
Dramatic. Cinematic. Pause.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
And when this thing's over with, we're gonna ask, are you not entertained? Right? Are you not entertained?
I told you about this moment on Monday. Look around. Look around. Yes,
hey, where'd he go?
Go. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
They called timeout because Dan Lanning on Monday in the meeting said, we will call a timeout at some point when everybody is leaving that stadium. And we are going to, this is, goes back to the Lanning quote that he had to, on primetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going and cooking on someone else's grill.
I'm cooking on your grill.
Winning on the road, it means something. When you are in a big stadium, mm-hmm. the big house, you know, they want to have that moment of watching them walk out.
Well, this
the
is
thumbs down wasn't to Jabbar Muhammad. It wasn't to Michigan. It was in reference to Gladiator.
Finish him.
Yeah.
Where they give the thumbs down.
The Joaquin Phoenix.
Preached
and,
it
yeah.
all week long.
Yeah, and the thing is, he just... It's a combination of Dan Lanning and his personality and the Oregon football program, but it just feels like it all fits together so well. And like it just... They just... They get it. They mm-hmm. just get it. And they know how to hype up their dudes. They know how to give everybody juiced. And it's just, it all feels like a great fit.
The thing that came out of this there for me, and we talked about this a little bit with Cignetti, and the idea of coach speak versus actually believing it.
Yep.
And I genuinely believe Dan Lanning believes this stuff. Look, they've got a relationship with Disney, and maybe they're maybe just, you know, pumping on some money in the movie business because they got some ties there with Gladiator 2.
What?
No, you're not talking about the new Gladiator movie coming out with Denzel Washington.
Denzel,
is that a Denzel movie?
No. Yeah. I was saying it through ties through the movie industry.
Yeah. Well, and that one it's Russell Crowe's kid that has grown up, right?
Yes. No, because he's dead.
Well, no, but it's Russell Crowe's kid.
Oh, that's the actual. Not Maximus's kid. Because
right.
remember, they killed him.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Man and his wife.
Yeah. All right, well, whatever. Yeah. Denzel, yay.
That's why he went.
But yeah, no, Denzel's in it, which, yeah. you know.
Denzel.
Denzel in a Gladiator movie?
Denzel.
That feels like something that somebody was pitching somewhere, and they're like, what if we did a Gladiator movie? It's like, you know, it's been done, but what if we put Denzel in it?
Oh, which, by the way, the Equalizer movies, great trilogy.
Okay.
Good ones.
All right.
He's not wrong. Denzel. Like, if you want to just flip
never seen
some...
Him.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're good.
Mm-hmm. You ever watch Red, the Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Morgan Freeman? Just entertaining, like, little, like, fun action movies.
All right.
Same vein. Okay. Little darker, though. Less campy and fun and more like, ooh, super murdery.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And Denzel, he messes up some dudes.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot.
Well.
Yeah.
Pivot out of that. Try.
Pivot. Yeah. Squirrel.
I dare you.
Apologies.
These videos are going to get, like, one thing that you're seeing on social media right now is that you got guys like Pat McAfee retweeting, I'm ready to play for Dan Lanning right mm-hmm. effing now.
Yeah.
Right? This is why they put them out is not for you and me. They put them out because recruits see it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that are in the portal that are going to be entering the portal will see it.
Yeah.
And it sets that tone. What it's also going to do, and this is one thing they don't care about at all, I don't think, is it's going to start to get those Big Ten teams to be like, how dare they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how, like, if you want to start seeing people and fuel to the fire as time goes on, this is how that happens, right? Because that video, it doesn't come out and you don't see all of that. We're going to call the timeout if that game didn't go the way that it did, right?
No.
It's going to turn from, okay, that team out west to that team out west.
Yeah, they are, and I think that is part of Lanning, the way that he operates. You heard, like, there were coaches on the headsets that buy into the same thing. They are all kind of that narrow focused right now. And it is, I love to see it because you're seeing that buy-in from the players. You're seeing literally every player on the field was doing the gladiator thumbs down, right? They have bought into that. And it's going to rub people the wrong way. And Lanning, that team, they do not care.
There's just something that feels different about that team and that program this year than anything that we've seen, even from, you know, the late Bilotti years, and even with Chip, when Chip came in with the Flash, and it feels different this year. It feels genuine and like something big is happening.
Yeah, they're building. They're building, and that was kind of always the thing, is that, you know, they're building to being that team that can climb to the mountaintop, right? I think when these videos come out, they're really fun to watch. They do a really good job with them, like the cinematic part.
I mean, look, Oregon's got a great sports business school. And has for a while, and the media arm of that is a big part of this. Dude. Look, their social media team and what they developed there, it's incredible. It's very, 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 very good. And to be honest, like the ones that do this the best, Oregon, USC, Tennessee, there's one another Ole Miss, and there's one other one that just been Utah, cranks out super high end like. Movie style reels.
Yeah. There's a lot of work that gets put into those, and they do a damn good job.
It's crazy.
If you're a Duck fan, you eat that
stuff. Oh, you just gobble it up, man. I mean, you're lining up at the trough for it.
I think there's a lot of people that aren't now when you look at how many of the national media members
are
watching it.
Yeah.
Well, and you're not really getting a lot of the how dare they, except for Michigan fans. Michigan fans didn't understand what the thumbs down was all about. It's like, what? Why don't you guys like us? Yeah. And it had nothing to do with them.
Like, we have no rivalry. We got no beef.
Yeah, yeah.
Not yet, bitches. They're like,
but that's how they start, right?
Exactly.
You don't think that there will ever be a time, as long as Oregon is in the big... Well, actually, we don't know this, because I said you don't think there will ever be a time. I mean, these conferences may only be around for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But Oregon and Michigan are going to play again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if Michigan is ever on the other end of it, they're gonna remember that stuff. And that's what makes college football great. It really it's what I love about college football is it is petty. It is, how did tradition start? I don't know. But you know what? We have origin points for every single one, and some of them are tiny. Like this one would be a meeting on a Monday. Started something that could become part of a rivalry moving forward. I don't know. It depends on how upset Michigan gets at it. But it's great.
Yeah. May I throw a little bit of a screw in a tire?
Sure.
Because this college football season is not your typical one, and a lot of your original true blue bloods are not at the top, like your Alabamas and your Georgias and whatnot, and they're all kind of struggling a bit.
I mean, Georgia's ranked third.
Well, yes, they are third, but still, but nobody.
But like Bama, anywho. Clemson, the big powers of note recently.
Yes, you get my point.
Yep.
But so, should this season go the way that Oregon Duck fans would love for it to go, and they go and they and perhaps I'm knock on wood, you know, something great happens. Will there be kind of an asterisk on the season because of the other traditional blue bloods not being at the level that they typically are?
No, I think that this is just kind of more the sign of
like what we treat,
the way that college football is headed, right?
Like what we treat as an NBA bubble season championship.
No, I don't know why we would, because this is the new era of college football where the transfer portal, holding on to your guys, filling your holes, and still building your base through your traditional recruiting class is the most important thing. Like, the world of NIL and the transfer portal have transformed the landscape. I don't think that this is going to be the one-off. This is going to be what we see moving forward, where when you have a head coach go to a non-traditional power like a Kurt Cignetti, right? And he has the backing of an NIL base, because I don't think people realize how much money Indiana has.
A stupid amount of money.
Yeah, a guy named Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
He's an alum from there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, like, I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that.
They have got, and when you have an NIL base, when you have a coach that understands the era that they're coaching in, this is a transitionary phase where there, a lot of the blue blood programs, the ones that have taken a step back or are now surging, they had to reevaluate the landscape, because I think a school like Tennessee was one of the fastest to adapt to NIL. And we're seeing they're reaping the rewards of being on the cutting edge of it. Oregon was on the cutting edge of NIL, and Dan Lanning being a good evaluator of talent through the portal and also having a recruiting base, those schools are the ones that are thriving right now. This is going to be more of, this is why I've always said NIL and the transfer portal will level the field of play for a lot of schools. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be three or four schools anymore.
Right.
I mean, when those three or four schools figure it out, then they're going to be back. Make no mistake about it.
Well, and like Oregon has been at the top of recruiting classes for before Dan Lanning got here, back to the Mario Cristobal days and such. And, you know, that played out as, well, when we all know. But so I guess the hope is then for the local Oregon Ducks fans, is this a quick flash or is this a start of something superior and great? And like a run, like an Alabama or a Georgia or a Clemson or what have you. And I feel like we can be there with Dan Lanning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is the new world, man. New world of college foosball. All right. 503-864-6326. That's the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. A lot of NBA stuff went down. Yesterday was a great day in the NBA, including a historic day for one guy. Is this the most difficult feat to accomplish in basketball? Next on The Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, Baby Sabas, DeMontis Sabonis, achieved a feat that has never been done before in the National Basketball Association. He recorded the first ever perfect triple-double. What is a perfect triple-double?
I did not
know that a perfect triple-double was a thing that people could accomplish. But DeMontis Sabonis last night went a staggering 6 of 6 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line for 17 points. He added 11 rebounds, 13 assists, and zero turnovers in the ballgame as the Kings beat the Raptors 122-107, which becomes the first ever triple-double to be accomplished with a perfect night shooting and zero turnovers. Nikola Jokic is the closest to ever get the perfect triple-double, but he missed a free throw in his game back in 2018. So Sabonis, going perfect from the charity stripe, sealed the deal. Jokic had a triple-double where he went for 10 points, 20 rebounds, 18 assists, zero turnovers, went 11 for 11 from the field, but 10 for 11 from the free throw line.
How dare he?
How dare he miss that one free throw?
So he's not your Vitas, he's not my Vitas, he's, wait, no, DeMontis?
DeMontis, yes.
That doesn't work anymore, yep. Does it?
No.
Is that the hardest thing to accomplish in the NBA?
That's,
I mean, think about that.
Pretty far up there.
Because we think of like the hardest statistical lines to achieve being like the 5x5.
Yeah, I mean the 5x5 is the one that's out there that's super rare.
But it's been done.
It's been done. What hasn't been done, the quadruple double.
Ooh, yeah.
I have an open bet with a couple friends in basketball that like Wemby's going to get one.
So
I was going to say, do we call that the Hakeem Olajuwon?
I mean,
the quadruple.
Yeah. That's like the rarest thing in basketball is to have that happen. And honestly, you might have him get a quintuple double.
No way. Eey. That would be crazy.
That's
okay. The bananas. Likelihood of it happening is in like the billions.
Yeah.
But if I told you that Wemby was going to have a 10 block game,
mm-hmm.
would you believe that?
I would.
Yeah.
Yep, I would.
If I told you that same guy who has the most disgusting, freakish measurements we've seen in the NBA with mobility had a 10 steal game, would you believe that to be possible?
Yes.
So you have the requirements that could be available. The likelihood of them coming together in the same night, not very likely.
The quadruple double has happened 4 times in the NBA.
Yep.
Okay. You have most recently David Robinson
mm-hmm.
on February 17th of 1994, 34, 10, 10, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
1990, March 9th, or March 29th, Hakeem Olajuwon, 18, 16, 10, and 11. And then you have Alvin Robertson, February 18th, 1986, 20, 11, 10, and 10. And then Nate Thurman on October 18th, 1974, had 22 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, 12 blocks, and one hell of a receding hairline. So
it happens.
See, I would have been convinced that Olajuwon did it more than once, but yeah. Apparently not.
And that's really hard. But think about this. How many triple-doubles happen every year in the NBA?
Yeah. I mean, ask Russell Westbrook. Regularly, yeah.
Yeah, they happen every night. Yeah. We have multiple triple-doubles.
Yeah. Yeah.
No triple-double has ever been
perfect.
Oh. Perfect from the field and zero turnovers as well.
The thing about that is when your usage rate is that high, then usually the requirement's there. Perfect shooting nights from high usage players, you know, necessary to get to that level.
Don't happen.
You don't have that. Like it's like the perfect shooting is the hard part of that.
Yeah.
The zero turnovers, it does happen. Like you do get guys that play super, super clean floor games. But typically with a triple double, when you have assists, what are you doing? Passing the ball. Mm-hmm. And when you're passing the ball, opportunities pop up, deflections, tips here
or
there.
It's a numbers game. Somebody, man.
The more times that you're going through something, the more times you open yourself up to falling yeah. short.
That it's crazy to think about. I think I'm with you on the I mean, if anybody ever does a quintuple double, that is the hardest
yeah.
statistical feat. But the perfect triple double, maybe number two,
mm-hmm.
maybe yeah. number two.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
Because we've seen guys score 100 before. Like this, we've never seen this before.
No.
Well, and we can't even really talk about a quintuple double because we raise up who was it the other night that did the 5x5?
Yeah, no, it's Wemby.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but so
Wemby may average a 5x5,
but that's just that's a 5x5. That's not a quintuple double.
Yeah.
You're
halfway there. You're halfway there.
But yeah. Here's the thing: did you hear what Wemby said after that game?
Mm-mm.
He was disappointed because he said, that just means I know that I can do this more frequently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in all reality,
Wemby, be better.
In all reality, he is a guy that should probably average 4-ish blocks a game and around 2 steals. So if you think about the requisite starting point for him is basically 20, 10, and 5, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. And if he averages 4 blocks and 2 steals, which are both insane numbers, let me throw
insanity.
That out there. Think about what he needs to do from his average, Dusty. He needs to only add 5 assists, 6 blocks, 8 steals. And again, those are big numbers, particularly the 8 steals. But I've seen Brandon Roy have a 10-steal game. Like, I've seen guys have 10-steal games. It's very infrequent. But if you just saw this guy just take over a game, have one of those preternatural, absolutely historic performances that pops up, you know, once every 6-7 years where you're just like, oh my God.
Tonight.
Cool. I didn't want to say it.
Look, I hate him and I love him because we were one ball away.
Yeah.
I just love him.
We were one ball away.
He's so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. One gall darn ball away.
You know what else is fun to watch? Mm. Porn.
What?
You know why I
That's
say that?
A pivot.
Right? That pivot? Thank you for setting that one up because today's worst day on the web brought to you by porn. Nailed it. We'll get to that and more. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update. Oh
my God. You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that was a hell of a pivot, I know. Porn. Worst day on the web. It's dark in the sense of what's going on in the world, but I'm sure you guys are at least partially aware of this. North Korea has sent their troops to Russia to help participate in the war in Ukraine.
Okay. Yep.
Following along?
Got it.
Okay, they sent roughly 10 to 12,000.
I'm still wondering about the porn.
Look, you're gonna understand here. Do you know how things work in North Korea? Do you know how restricted things are, in general?
Did they get stuck under a couch? Is that where we're going?
No. Just
I am aware. North Korea, internet, not a world wide web.
Yes.
It is a very, 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 it is a very small web.
Yes,
it's definitely not worldwide.
It goes to the food cart FAQ, and all of it points to the frequently asked questions about their great leader and how he's never pooped and how he played a round of golf and had 18 holes in one.
That's right.
You know, those are actual facts.
Believed
like,
it.
About
they believed
the
it.
Great leader.
My wife has never pooped either.
Right? It's crazy. Yeah. So what is happening is that those North Koreans that have basically left the island or the peninsula for the first time ever are getting unfettered access to the internet. And imagine a 22-year-old man who, like, let's just go back to the Stone Age.
Wait,
22-year-old man unfettered access to the internet. And guess what happened?
But, okay, yeah, I would imagine they found all the porn.
Unimaginable amounts of porn.
Now,
they are all grossly addicted to porn now.
Why is there so much stepmom stuff?
Here's my question, though. Who's patient zero that showed them these websites?
Oh, it had to be come on.
Like, were
it's,
they
it's
just
some
like,
20-year-old Russian, you know.
Yeah, he's like, come here. Look at this.
Come here. You want to see stepmom?
I can't They're like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what the idea? I guess this would be like akin to the public nudity. You send like a 22-year-old over to backpack across Europe, right? And they're like, "You should see these beaches, guys."
Oh my God!
Why are you so sunburnt? Well, I went to Portugal, and let me tell you,
pay that man his money.
Pretty much, yeah. It's become a bit of a problem.
You think?
Morale is boosted to
morale
an extent.
High, fighting low.
they appear to be out of energy and out of strength. They're pulling their shots to the right.
I don't. How do we? What are we doing here?
I saw this headline,
sweet Jesus.
And I just went, "Yeah, that tracks. That tracks."
I can imagine.
So, part of
that's your first stop on the internet.
Yeah, I mean,
like you're just like, you know, I have access to anything in the world,
mm-hmm.
anything.
Boobs.
It's at my fingertips right now.
Boobs.
Well, yeah boobs. I mean, yeah, that's how technology has gone, though. Like, I mean, it's in all honesty, that why did a Betamax fail and VHS thrive?
Porn.
Why did Blu-ray thrive and HD DVD fail?
Porn.
Why is VR, they're saying VR, the future is in VR.
What in the world is this?
Mm. I mean,
let's not forget the sex robots that we talked about a couple months ago in Japan.
I still don't think those are going to take off.
Well, they might not take off, but they'll take something.
Wow.
Can't take you guys anywhere at all. It can't take
I didn't
anywhere.
Start this segment. This is his fault.
It is 100% my fault. But like I said, I saw this headline and I was like, I can't not do that one.
Mm.
Can't not do that one.
Boy, that's a turn I didn't see the war in Ukraine taking.
Yeah, nope. Didn't.
Well,
no.
Here's the thing also. How many of these North Korean soldiers are now like, now that they've seen what the world has to offer?
Yeah.
How many defect?
I believe that is like the problem with North Korea.
Oh, you like, mean the rest of the world isn't cut off and actually our glorious leader is not?
There's a great reason human? Why the Kims have all been like, you know what? We can't give them access to everything.
They can't.
Because they can't know.
Just a tip.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, what happens if these
like
guys
text,
come?
They
can't even bring them back.
Guaranteed the Ukrainians are weaponizing this. Yep.
but think about this now. Now, this is like, if you go back, like, let's go to the biblical ages. And, yeah, I saw the text. Jordan, it's funny. I can't read it.
All right. I got to check this
any
out.
Of them. Jordan, can't read any of them.
It's funny. I'm giving you a complimentary chuckle, but I can't read it.
Oh, boy.
But to think about this, this is like if you go back to like the Roman times, the biblical times, when somebody would travel far and wide and come back with tales of, you know, what it's like in India on the spice route or something like that. If you're a North Korean soldier who sees blonde-haired, blue-eyed, big-bootied moms, you go back and you share this with the populace of North Korea. This is actual destabilization of North Korea.
They don't have internet.
Well, no, I'm talking about like when they go home to their families and they go home to their friends and they tell them
the tales
of what they have seen.
It's like Bigfoot this, over there. They're like, yeah, it can't be real.
This is the giant domino meme.
I don't believe you.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? The giant domino meme where it's like one normal sized domino and it's one like house that leads to the whole house falling over.
It's computers.
Yes, the domino sized, the normal sized domino that is being tipped over here introducing North Korean military members to porn and then letting it go from there and going full Jeff Goldblum of life finding a way. Man. That is the actual destabilization of North Korea.
Not so fast.
If we found out in 25 years that this was actually a CIA plot, would that surprise you in the least?
Not one bit. Not one
bit. Like, not even in a little bit, right?
We're like, who showed him the first? It's like, well, an American.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's.
Yeah. It turns out Lisa Ann was actually still working.
A guy from the San Fernando Valley.
You got to invoke one name, huh?
Well, she's in sports gambling. That's
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
because she's in sports gambling.
Yeah.
That's why.
Like neither of you can name one.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Try to pivot out of that one, dude.
I mean, I can. I want to bring hate back to the NBA, and that's exactly what we're going to do here next on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. It's no secret. I love me some hate. Hate is in my heart. And I want to see it come back to the NBA. The NBA is better when not everybody grows up on AAU liking each other. There's been a trend I've seen across social media lately of the AAU tournaments getting a little spicier. Guys talking a lot more S.
I hate that. That's not where it should be. Yeah, the AAU circuit is broken. It is dumb. I think that it is ruining basketball.
I agree. I do like that the buddy-buddy stuff is disappearing. I don't.
When it gets to the NBA, yes.
Yeah, but that's where a lot of those bonds are forged, because they all play together.
Yeah.
On the same, like, stacked teams.
I don't think there's anything good about the AAU circuit getting spicy. I think there's nothing good about it.
I agree with you in a general sense. I like that the better way to put this is that guys are not stacking teams everywhere now. Mm-hmm. You're seeing guys go lead a team with guys. Now, don't get me wrong, the Montverdes and the travel team that they played for, it always gets out of my head. That's a different story.
Yeah.
But you're seeing guys go play for, like, their own teams. And I think you're, instead of everyone joining teams, you're getting more guys go head-to-head, which I think starts those rivalries earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, if you're only going to play a year in college and not build those up, that's the way to go. I say all of this because Ja Morant and the Lakers have a nice little budding feud going. And last night, Ja Morant kind of let things be known where it stood.
I think I did it too small to somebody who was too small. I mean, he came back and did it respectfully. You know, he's 6'8", whatever. I would expect it. I thought it was a charge. He did it, and I don't back down from nobody. Don't care who you are. My job was to just come back. I got my bucket, and, you know, I set the tone. My teammates fared off of it, and you see what happened. So, top dog in our league. You take out the top dog, you know. Who else you fear?
You get up.
I don't fear nobody anyway, but yeah, I ain't had to get up. I ain't been down.
Well, we know Ja Morant doesn't fear a high school kid.
Yeah, it's true. Look, you can say shoot the messenger here because it's Ja Morant, but look, if somebody's going to do it, if he's already the bad guy, let him continue to be the bad guy. And that was Ja Morant in reference to LeBron James hitting Ja Morant with a too small, which.
Yep.
LeBron James, 6'9", 275 pounds. Ja Morant, 6'1", about 195.
So, yeah, too small.
Too small.
He's too small.
But I think what his point there was is, like, number one, you can't hit me with the too small and then lose the game, which you can't.
Can't do it.
The Memphis Grizzlies smoking the Laker pack last night, 131-114. But you also kind of had Ja go a step further, basically saying, I don't like these guys.
I wasn't surprised. When I went out, I just wanted to be on the floor. I knew we was winning the game.
What is it about this Laker team? It always...
I don't like them. They knocked me out of the playoffs. And then last year, we, you know, had a game, and they came in here and popped it on our home floor when I was in street clothes. So I wasn't the night.
Has tonight kind of been building?
Nah. He was just next on the schedule. Lakers, actually. I won't even say him. Lakers. And then, you know, they beat us last time. I didn't get to play, like I said, last year. They came on our home floor, beat us on our home floor. I was laughing, playing, looking at me, talking. You know, my message was I was in street clothes. This is my first opportunity to get back on the floor playing against them. I bring first, you know, whoever. Then the situation happened, which pretty much got me going.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Now, that I love it because... It's the Lakers, first of all. Don't like the Lakers.
Yes.
But it is rivalries in the NBA have been gone for so long. And
real quick, what's a rivalry in the NBA that's like genuinely active where there's bitter hatred?
I think you have Knicks, Philly.
Yep.
Knicks, see, the thing Philly. Is, you have to think about it and end it with a question mark.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like you don't
Boston,
act Boston, LA to an extent, but it hasn't mattered because they haven't met since the Kobe era.
I finally this afternoon watched the video of Ja Morant and him coming, and he comes up behind LeBron and like purposely bumps into him from his back. Look,
I think that's more about you not liking Ja Morant.
I do not like Ja Morant.
And I think that
and
probably
I think he's a little B.
Yeah.
I think he's a little B. And what he did last night, I think, kind of reinforces that.
I am,
in look, my opinion, look, for my standpoint,
I am at the as a basketball player. Did you guys see Jaws cockback dunk that he pulled back and then reversed 180'd the other night?
Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, what, it was going to be a dunk and then went and like reversed.
He literally decided to spin the opposite way in midair after looking like he was going to have like
that body control is incredible.
It's one of one.
Yep.
It's one of one. Mm. Like if you're talking about like pure just basketball joy of like watching an insane athlete play basketball, there's not many people more fun to watch than John Morant.
He's got that it factor, and it on the floor is a spectacular player. Off the floor, it's a complete idiot.
Yep. And if he's going to, yeah, but
he's in that show,
he is. But if he can manage to, number one, keep the guns away. But number
and
two,
not beat up high school kids.
Just not be a colossal moron. Go be the villain.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, but he's already the villain.
But that's what
he's
I'm saying.
He's saying lean into
like,
it.
Like, lean into it. Like, okay. go. Like, just remember the quote before all of this stuff happened with the guns where he went on and did the interview with ESPN? Where, like, we're good in the West?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was. But when he said that, loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Because instead of giving the platitudes, it like everybody's like, look, if you're PR, you want platitudes, you want control, you want to be able to every last bit of everything, you want it to be canned and basic and normal and vanilla, and you want nothing to get out. That's like the PR world dream. Now, don't be wrong, you need to balance that with growing your players and their brands and everything. And it's a very fine line. But you limit the exposure because you limit the opportunities of somebody making a mistake, particularly someone like John Morant, who at any point in time is capable and willing of saying something very, very stupid.
Very dumb.
But you need villains. There has to be, for a good versus evil, there has, like, Lakers Celtics, there's no good.
Well, and look, we had a Bill Lane beer for a long time, and I don't.
Dennis Rodman,
Rodman.
You need villains in the NBA.
Ja Morant is a fake tough guy.
I don't even care. Look,
he's a fake tough guy.
Joe Mazzulla said he wants to fight again. Remember?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But we could get a whole bunch of people talking ass.
Yeah, and I think that. It isn't necessarily bad for the game. I mean, it really isn't, because that is, it's an entertainment business and you're creating entertainment in those purposes. I mean, I was trying to think of, like, in the NFL, those bad guys are kind of gone too.
There's no Bill Romanowski's, there's no James Harrison's, there's no
but they
Richie
don't,
Incognito's.
They don't. That's what the NFL has wanted, though, after years and years of bad PR. I mean, there's still a Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. That's a different kind of villain, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's...
Yeah, that's not a...
Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, like hell, Aaron Hernandez.
This Vontaze is the thing, though. Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Tyreek Hill should be that guy, and nobody even thinks about it.
The fact that he continues
Kareem
to
Hunt.
Get... Yeah, both the Tyreek Hill continues to get that pass is one of the more interesting things in sports.
You are not wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, why? Yeah. Why him? And
everybody
not...
glazes over it. It's like a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, it's like
everybody glazes over it.
It's not Greg Hardy. It's not Ray Rice. It's like why? How does he get out of
no
it?
Idea?
It's, right?
No idea.
Is it because he's little and he scores touchdowns?
I don't know.
And he does like Fortnite and TikTok dances?
I have no idea.
And you know what? I might have a little bit more respect for Ja Morant if instead of him coming up and bumping into the back of LeBron James, if he went and did it like chest to chest.
Okay.
You want to call him names and you want to do that kind of thing? Go do it chest to chest. Don't bump into his back.
All right.
Don't be a little B.
I'm okay with that. Okay. Because again, I'm a big fan of say it with your chest. But look, I want more players to do this. I want more. Jeff Teague's podcast and telling stories and everything that's kind of come out of that. He had Jason Tatum on over last week, and it was incredible because Jason Tatum showed more character and more like chutzpah than in that 30 minutes than I've ever seen.
I believe it's pronounced chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
But you got to get a good, throat thing in there. Chutzpah.
It was just really interesting. Like this Jason Tatum would be phenomenal. Because they talked about how him and Evan Turner, to fire him up, they'd be like, man, Luke is the best player on the planet. And Tatum like look at him like, what are you talking about? And he goes, we'd be sitting on the bench. We knew we weren't playing. We just wanted to watch JT kill something. And we just, ET and I would just sit there and lob stuff like that at him, knowing it would piss him off, and he would go nuclear. And he was like, I was like, yes, good.
More people need to piss him off in the NBA Finals then.
Right?
And speaking of which, ET always sounded like he had something he had to hawk up out of his throat, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, come on. He couldn't help it.
I didn't say he could help it. He was good. I love ET. He's a good personality.
All right. It's Thursday. It's almost 2 o'clock, which means it's time for us to make our picks, our Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock. Some of you are on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.